It is the 200 level. Mike Carpenter and Isaac Ambrose at Four Brothers Craft Tap Room in downtown Champaign. We got double duty today. We got a second half reaction for the Illinois-Wisconsin Big Ten Championship, and we will be here, of course, for the bracket unveiling. We have a bracket contest that if you come out after the game, we have free brackets to fill out courtesy of Champagne Showers, and there are great prizes as a part of that bracket challenge as well. So, Illinois leading 41-40 as we enter the final 20 minutes of the Big Ten tournament. Before we get started here, going to get underway in just a second, a reminder that our sponsors include DP Dough, online at dpdough.com, State Farm agent Brian Hansen, online at brianismyguide.com. We also have Owen Builders LLC, online at owenbuildersllc.com. And finally, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Give them a call at 217-841-4728. So, Isaac Ambrose.
Hello.
You're leading in a half that I thought Wisconsin played about as good as they could have. So I think all things considered, as we're about to get underway here, and we are, I'm feeling okay at this moment.
Yeah. I don't honestly know how to feel because of just how bad you... Well,
the alley-oop doesn't quite work there. So Illinois' first possession is empty, 19:49 to go.
After yesterday, or the past 2 days, right, your first halves were poor and your second halves were a lot better for the most part. So hopefully you can still capitalize and play a better second half because I don't feel like you made as many mistakes.
I would agree with that. Stephen Crowell, nice take. So Wisconsin grabs a one-point lead, and there are 19 minutes and 30 seconds left. It's a game I want, Isaac, though oddly enough, I don't feel the same sort of built-up pressure as yesterday where I was – we had like existential dread going on the first part of that podcast, and a lot of people have commented about how it was kind of fun to listen to us come back around as Illinois made their run.
Right, and I think every time that Illinois has had a great comeback – come on, Ty.
Nice finish, Ty. Illinois takes a one-point lead again on a nice little turnaround mini-hook shot from Ty with 19 minutes to go. Here's Chucky Hepburn bringing it up court for Wisconsin. Ty on him. Kick it back out. This is going to be an open three for Crowell. He makes it. Wisconsin is playing high-level basketball right now, Isaac. It's a little bit of a bummer. Why couldn't they suck today?
I don't know. I mean, he was a little bit more wide open than I'd like him to be, but
yeah, a little too easy.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking on my way over here, just imagine if we didn't win the Big Ten tournament a couple years ago and if Wisconsin...
Nice, Damask, tied up at 45.
Big, big positive. Damask has played his best he has the last few days.
Yep.
Again, on the way over here, I was thinking, okay, so say you don't win the Big Ten tournament a few years ago and say Wisconsin doesn't lose to Nebraska a couple years ago. How much worse, how much more pressure this game would have.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, it's still, like, I'm not trying to, like, put up my wall just so I don't get hurt, but at the same time... This would be it's nice knowing that you have those two. Crap, dude.
I don't feel as puckered up as, let's say, the Ohio State game 3 years ago.
No.
Silly turnover here by Illinois. Wisconsin a chance to extend the lead. They're up 47-45. 18 minutes to go. This is going to be downloaded. Tyler Wall, who only played 9 minutes in the first half. He's got Terrence on him.
Man.
Up and in and too easy. So Crowell and Wall making all 7 points so far for Wisconsin in this half.
All in the paint.
Well, in the three-pointer from Crowell.
Oh, right,
to start.
Right.
So it's a four-point lead here for Wisconsin. Marcus Damask trying to break down Klesmet. He's got some size on him here. He's working up and
wow,
in.
Wow, dude.
So Damask on one today when you need it the most. It's 49-47.
It's just what we did not get at all the last 2 days.
No, exactly.
And again, you can give Terrence and other guys rest when Damask can just go one-on-one like that.
Absolutely. Terrence had to put everything out there yesterday. So
pretty good start to the half for both teams.
Yeah, for sure. Here's Klesmet on Damask. It's
Jeez.
Up and in. I don't know, man. I know that Wisconsin's playing good offense, but eventually you got to counter it with good defense because they are scoring at a really high clip right now. After what I thought was an okay defensive performance in the first half, Coleman over to Quincy, fakes the three, over to Coleman. Coleman driving it in, back up, pump fakes at Damask.
I'd love for Terrence to touch the ball.
Yeah, Damask going to try to make something happen here with Klesmet. It worked last time. Tyler Wall collapsing in. Turnaround jumper is good for Damask. Wow.
Like, it's just, again, the last 2 days were such an outlier. That's why it was so frustrating.
Yeah, this
he's just been hitting such a high rate.
Signature Damask. But here's Ty on Chucky Hepburn. Unbelievable.
Wow.
you've got to get a stop, Isaac. I know they're playing out of their minds, but you've got to impose your will defensively. Do something.
The thing that's frustrating is that everybody for Wisconsin is making shots
everybody.
Right now.
Store on a break here.
Oh, that's not
three
good.
Three is up, and it's no good,
oh,
thankfully.
My gosh.
But Chucky Hepburn, no one puts a body on him. He's got the ball. He's breaking down Ty Rogers. Kicks it back out to Crowell, back to Chucky. We got 10 on the shot clock. A fadeaway jumper. Holy shnikes. Did he get fouled?
They haven't missed yet.
Did they just call a foul?
Yeah.
On a fadeaway?
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, my God. Gag me with a spoon. I'm going to try not to curse in public, but I don't think that's going to go too well today.
Man.
All right, Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room starting to fill up a little bit for St. Paddy's Day. We got brackets for people to fill out after the game. This probably does not have an impact on Illinois seeding, but I really, really don't like Wisconsin, and I really want to win this game. I'd get over it. I mean, you mentioned, Isaac, how it kind of does take the pressure off when you do have a Big Ten tournament title from a few years ago. You got the regular season title. We'd be feeling a lot more antsy if that
yes,
weren't the case. 100%. I mean, even today – Kara was asking me, well, when was the last time you guys won? And I said, 2021. She said, oh, well, then why are you guys so tight? And I was like, that's a good point. But, you know, listen, when you have an opportunity to hang a banner, do it.
Right, and you don't want to, in 20 years or whatever, think back and think, ah, crap, you know, we lost by a few points on St. Patrick's Day. And again, it's going to end up being a situation where you have to look at the season as a whole. So if you go to the Sweet 16, then we're not going to think much about losing in the Big Ten Tournament Championship.
But there's the balancing act. If we don't win today, then, oh, by God,
right,
they better. Now,
yes,
I think no matter what, we'd be saying you got to make the Sweet 16, no matter
yes,
what.
Yes. But another Big Ten Tournament Championship would definitely lighten that load of pain, I think. At least for the short term. Now, in the long term, when you're looking at Underwood's career, that would be very frustrating if he misses with another All-American, one of the best Illinois players of all time. If he can't make a Sweet 16, you start to really wonder, who can he make the Sweet 16 with?
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, when we come back from this timeout, Chucky Hepburn could stretch this to a 7-point lead just like that. Not what I was expecting at the start of this half, though the last first few minutes of each second half have not went very well for Illinois. So we'll see. I mean, maybe this is just par for the course. Aggravating nonetheless. I mean, they aren't missing, Isaac.
No, but it is concerning that almost everyone on Wisconsin's starting rotation has taken somebody to the hoop so far. So it's not like just Chuck. I mean, Chucky's played great this game, but I don't think Storr has scored, and he was such a problem in the first half. You've really started to get all the other players going. Man, okay, so
God,
you let up 15 points in four minutes.
How many? 15
in 4 minutes.
Oh, Jesus,
yeah.
Criminy. Right, Jiminy Christmas, I had a comment on the last pod. Remind me, Isaac. I truly am trying to
Easter,
be better about that. Okay, so.
Wow. I mean, we have barely missed this half, too.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think they have missed, and we've missed those two field goals.
Yeah.
Started with Crowell.
Storr missed that deep three like 2 minutes ago.
It's
but
just
I think
that
was
they're so aggravatingly Wisconsin. And,
yeah.
And you know what I mean by that.
Right,
every team, every fan of a team not named Wisconsin knows exactly what I'm talking about. They are Wisconsin by the book. Chucky Hepburn, free throw is up and good. It's a 7-point lead just like that. So a bit of a crossroads here for Illinois early in this half.
I don't think Terrence has touched the ball. I think you need to get – I mean, now Damask has barely missed, so that's fine. But you can't go this long without Terrence touching the ball. And that's a good
Coleman
take.
Coleman with a nice take there. So back to a 5-point lead, 56-51. K. Andrew with a good recommendation. Oh, goodness gravy. That's my new thing to say when things don't go well. Sweet sassy molassy. 15-20 to go. Here's Chucky Hepburn, who is on a heater with that stupid spot in his hair that just makes no sense. Crowell
the
misses
Lord.
The three.
Oh,
a long carom and an easy putback for Wisconsin. Still, you got to body up, and Damask did not body up Klesmet on that board. Those are the kind of loose balls you can't afford, Isaac.
I mean, you force a deep three from Crowell, and Wisconsin's going to take that.
Terrence, a bit of a force, no good, and out of bounds off Quincy. 58-51. Hey, listen, we said this yesterday. If you don't get stops, it doesn't matter.
No. So. And then you finally started to get stopped.
You got to stop. You forced a garbage three. You got to get a body on him. And I don't want to pick.
No.
But I don't know. Harmon's in no man's land there, too.
It's just time. It's been too long since he's made a play. Oh, my
gosh. And up and in. It's going to be a 10-point Wisconsin lead. And they are just bringing it to Illinois right now.
They've already scored 20 points. That's a carry.
I mean,
did he touch him?
I don't know. But stop biting on the fake.
Yeah.
God, that's stupid hair.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm not going to go that direction. I'm going to be mature. I'm not going to react to things like that. 9-point Wisconsin lead with 14:38 to go. Kyle, you might have to give me that old-fashioned a little bit earlier than I thought. Not for celebratory purposes.
19 second-chance points already.
Jeez Louise.
That's all a right. Third of their points.
Well, here we are. Wisconsin playing with quite the bounce in their step.
Holy smokes, yeah.
Dre Gibbs Lawhorn in the game. Oh, God. Love the aggressiveness, but he came in for Harmon. DGL finds Terrence. Terrence trying to take it in, and he'll go to line for two with 14:16 to go.
I think that's also very concerning is that I don't think Storr has scored this half, and they just took a 10-point lead on you instantly. Yeah.
Storr can have these moments, though, where he just goes quiet.
I know, but that felt like the reason you were only up one at half was because Storr had such a strong first 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right, Terrence has 15 points, 4 of 9 from the field and 5 of 6 from the line. His first free throw was good. Back to a 9-point lead. You know, the way I view this, Isaac, is you just got to keep this, I don't know, if you can get to the 10-minute mark and it's a couple possession game.
Right.
I mean, we said yesterday, boy, there's a lot of time left. Now, this game is going a lot quicker.
I mean, you started off the second half yesterday allowing like 15 points in a few minutes and then you picked it up. So maybe, I don't know.
All right, 61-53. He makes both. 14:16 to go. Here's Chucky Hepburn.
It's been all Chucky,
I can't hate on him. He's playing amazing basketball right now. A.J. Storr over to Crowell, over to Wall. Chucky Hepburn at the top of the key takes the pick from Wall.
No way.
Long three is up. I was going to say, Terrence gets the board. He does not.
You've got to be kidding me.
And that's just not going to win you a game, man. A.J. Storr up and no good. And Illinois.
Get on the ground. Jeez.
Gets the ball. We got a chance for transition here from Terrence. Quincy three.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Wow.
5-point lead.
Or no, that was 53. Yep.
Boy, that was a little scary there, Isaac.
That was
second chance opportunity for Wisconsin.
Looney Tunes, we'll take it.
All right, 61-56. 13:30 to go. Blackwell pulls it back out to Wall. Wall with Quincy on him.
Offensive
foul.
Let's go, baby.
Yes, sir. Well done, Quincy. Okay. You know, he has this weird knack of making a few good plays in a row.
I know.
Yesterday, he did that a couple of times.
I mean, he's shooting over 50% from three the last month, I want to say, like last few games for sure. Harmon really fell off, and Quincy, at least from three, really picked it up. And, I mean, he got in position and forced that foul.
Blackwell on Damask, takes in the lane. Oh, man. I just feel Damask scares me with ball handling sometimes. Terrence taking it in.
Not a foul. Okay.
Oh, my God. He makes it. It's a 3-point game. You're right. No foul somehow. But just like that, Illinois responds with a 7-0 run to bring it back within three. Chucky Hepburn with Terrence on him up to Crowell. Chucky fakes going over the pick. He's going to take a baseline up. Get the hell out of here.
This is so easy.
Jeez, man. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm reverting. I can't lose to Chucky Hepburn. I can't let him be the reason that we lose this game.
I'd rather lose to him than Wall and Crowell.
I don't know,
but
man.
I'm not saying it's great.
Here's Dane.
That's a foul. And one. Let's go,
Dane. Danger. 3-point game with a chance to make it two.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yes, sir. Look at Dane. Patient. Absorbs the contact. Oh. Soft touch.
Let's go, baby. What's Crowell have? Two? Three?
That's a good question. I don't think he had two in the first half.
I know he's
so
got at least one.
They take him out and bring in another one of their tall white guys from the factory.
Yeah, is what's Winter, that guy's name?
There's
Winter
Gilmore.
And Gilmore.
It's just whatever. They're going to... All right, Dane from the line.
That a
hey,
baby.
Hey, shooter's roll. It's a two-point game.
So Wall has three, Corral has two.
Okay.
And Ty is the only one in real foul trouble for you with three.
Well, you got a chance here with both of those guys out. Now, this is going to be AJ Storr in the lane, up.
Good
and
D.
They call a foul
oh,
on
gosh.
Dane. Man, some of these are just ticky-tack.
Okay, I tweeted this before we were in the lead, and I think I texted you guys about it. The Big Ten calls the most ticky-tack fouls. Like, after watching the SEC and watching the ACC tournament all week, they never give the defender the benefit of the doubt, in my opinion.
It seems that way. I would agree with that. All right, AJ Storr, the first free throw is good. God, I hate just giving them free shots like that.
But it's better for Dane to get that foul than like Coleman.
It is, but it just seems like sometimes these calls are anticipated more than they're actually. All right, AJ Storr, the second free throw is up and no good. Illinois gets the board, so it's only a 3-point lead for Wisconsin. A lot of time left in this game. You are getting their best punch, Isaac.
Yeah.
You really are. They're 12 for 13 from the line. Why wouldn't they be? But you're 12 for 15. Marcus, careful. God dang it.
The mask just...
Look alive, man.
He just has to do that.
That's
like,
got to stop.
Times a game.
He is in no man's land up there way too much. Eighth turnover for Illinois. God, I love the guy, but that cannot happen. All right, here's AJ Storr. No, it's going to be Gilmore finding Blackwell. Goes over the pick. This is going to be Luke Goody on him in the paint. And a
Let's
nice
go,
job
wow.
by Luke and Dane. So a potential break for Illinois.
Cole
Here's
Coleman.
And
one.
The dunk.
Oh, let's
okay,
go.
Put his hand on him. But it's a one-point
yes,
game.
Yes, let's go.
Here okay. we go. 11:25 to go.
Come on, D.
AJ Storr, Coleman on him. Dane
oh
is going to get
goodness.
A foul called on him. But we'll go to a media timeout. All right.
Wow, good
one-point Wisconsin lead. Illinois responded very well after a blitz from Wisconsin, but this is going to go right down to it. We're live at Poor Brothers. A few St. Patrick's Day people filling in. We got the bracket thing coming up after this, Isaac.
Yes.
Chances are, as I mentioned earlier, your bracket position is set. This game will not affect it.
Which seems dumb, but...
You will play Akron, would we agree? I mean, right. You're going to. You're going to play Akron. You're a 3-seed. You're going to play 14-seed Akron. The question is where.
Which to everybody else outside of Champaign, for the most part, is just going to not think anything of it.
No, and I honestly don't think I'm going to think too much of it either.
I think it would just be...
Is it a little bit annoying? I guess.
Yes, but just as an Illini fan, you always think about like worst-case scenario and losing to the guy that could not seem to like get you in the tournament. Now, he got you in it once.
Yeah.
You should have made it two or three more times probably. And the fact that he just went out and just never got the best out of your talent. If he were to beat you in the tournament, which is funny because it seems like Akron's been in the tournament every year since he's been there.
Yeah,
It would just be ironic.
Well, and then yesterday, the way that game ended with...
Yeah, they should have lost.
Kent State fouling up one. Just a sad... end of the game for them. While we have a break here, a reminder that we're brought to you by DP Dough, online at dpdough.com for all the best deals and prices, dpdough.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at brianismyguy.com. Life, auto, home, business renters, you name it, Brian is my guy, and he can be your guy as well at brianismyguy.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Give them a call at 217-841-4728. Get your AC check scheduled as the weather warms up from Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. And finally, Owen Builders LLC, online at owenbuildersllc.com for home additions, patios, decks, and much more. Check out a gallery of their work online at owenbuildersllc.com. All right, so you're manning the Twitter board. Is that fair, Isaac?
Yeah, so third straight game, you've gone down double digits in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
That one was not very long. Let's see, you're shooting 1.9 points per possession in the second half.
What's Wisconsin?
Oh, geez.
You're giving up 1.9?
Okay, so that was a few minutes ago. So now you're at 1.4.
Defensively.
Sorry. Points per possession, Wisconsin 1.7, Illinois 1.4.
For the game?
For the second half.
For the second half,
yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a gaudy number right there for Wisconsin.
I mean, you would hope that 1.46 is going to put you in the lead most times, but
I mean there's been some contest, but overall I do think that we just need to do better defensively.
For me, it goes back to the Minnesota game. Like, the fact that you scored, what, 105, and still that was close in the final couple minutes.
Yeah.
That just should never happen.
Now, here's the key thing. You mentioned this a little bit about fouls. Terrence Shannon Jr., not in foul trouble. Coleman, not in foul trouble. Marcus, not in foul trouble. You do have a few with, I believe, Ty.
It's just Ty, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but you can weather that storm.
Yeah.
I don't think Coleman, Terrence, or Damask will leave the court in the next 11-22.
That's true. Hopefully not.
All right, 64-63. AJ Storr makes his first. Maybe he can miss a second like last time. I like Dane getting some tick here against these smaller bigs for Wisconsin. Wall is back in there. And actually, Crowell's back in there, too, with three fouls.
I do. Oh, let's go. Another miss. That Goody's really earned more minutes like the last few games.
And apparently he's okay. We had some people comment on that in the thread. He is okay because he's out there and running around okay.
I like this lineup.
Marcus kicks it up to Coleman. The three.
Get in there.
Ah.
Oh, let's go.
Rebound for Damask.
Let's go.
Finds Dane.
That a baby!
Tie game, 65. A dunk from Dane.
Man, big minutes for him.
Nice patience from Illinois there. Damask on the feed? Was that it? Damask fed him? Here's Klesmet with Goody on him up top to Crowell. Here's Chuck. Oh, no. A little bit of round the arc here. Here is A.J. Storr. Coleman on him. No good.
That a baby.
Illinois gets
that a
the
baby.
Ball.
Let's go.
All right.
Go, Terrence.
A break opportunity for Terrence. Will he take it? Nope, he finds Luke. Luke does not take the three. Good idea, and
right,
I like that Terrence didn't force that. Here he goes, though. Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's go! Man, he just soared through the air.
You can't stop that. 67-65. Illinois takes the lead, Isaac.
This
what is going
exactly
on?
Like yesterday.
Well, let's hope it ends like yesterday, too. Klesmet up top to Crowell, over to Chucky Hepburn. And, hey, that's a foul I can live with.
And you've gotten stops, right, the last few possessions.
You have.
Which it sounds so high school meatball basketball, but...
No, it's not. I mean, it's a pretty simple game when you drill down into it.
Especially the way that you're scoring on the offensive side, it's just a matter of fact. If you shut the other team out a handful of possessions, then you're probably going to take the lead.
Is it too early to play that game? Hey, if you only get outscored by one, you win the game.
Hey, you've actually outscored them by one this half.
That's right. All right, so here's Chucky Hepburn.
Oh
my gosh. Another ticky-tack foul. This will be Terrence's second.
That's the team six.
Team six. Whoa, Dane got a little forearm shiver right there.
So Dane shoves Wall, and they don't call it.
Yeah, but you know what? Come on. I'm a little bit of acting, perhaps.
No, that's...
Not that Wisconsin would ever do that. Oh, God. Oh, we got a substitution. Ty's in. Okay. So three fouls on Ty, correct?
Yes. Oh, Dane's staying in.
Okay. Well, this is a...
Whoa.
Terrence taking a seat, maybe his last breather. They don't want him to pick up a third foul on this defensive possession, so you might see him back in the next 30 seconds to a minute. Here's Crowell. Dane doing a good job keeping him in front of him. Klesmet up top. Damask goes over the screen. Klesmet back to Crowell. And Wall is working down low on Goody. Here's Blackwell. Kicks it up to Klesmet. The three is up. No good. Illinois gets
Dane.
The board. All right. Here is Damask bringing it across. Finds Luke. Oh, man. Coleman was open in the corner briefly. Damask with the ball. Finds Luke, the
Get
three.
Get in there.
Come on.
Ah,
man.
Ooh.
Tied with the
tied.
Board. Wow.
Let's go.
Be there, Marcus.
Get in there.
Yeah! There we go.
Let's go.
Ty Rogers, man. What a stud.
Wow.
Finds Marcus Damask for the three.
Let's go.
And a timeout from Wisconsin. There we go. Woo.
Okay, so Ty has four rebounds. He had 23 the first two games, 27 rebounds.
40 rebounds in the four games coming into this.
Yeah, that's
How
nuts.
Many did he say he has today?
So he has four today.
Four today in limited time.
And he had 23 over the last two games, so he's already at 27.
From Jacob, a 19-4 run by Illinois. 19-4. Starts of the defense. I love what Dane's been doing down there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
He's very disruptive. Okay, so we got a break
Dane's
here.
Dane's got 7-6.
That's
take
pretty.
That.
You'll take that from any big off the bench. We'll see if this is a 30-second or a full timeout. Looks like a full. Okay, so, boy, I tell you what. Unlike yesterday, even when we were down 10, it didn't feel necessarily like it was us sucking so much as Wisconsin going on one. I'd like to think that when all things even out, you are still, with your B game, better than Wisconsin at their A game.
Yes, I would say, I mean, you've seen, and two, if you look back at the last few months, this is the outlier for Wisconsin. Now, I know they started off the year really strong, but they haven't been playing like this very often. And they've played an extra game than you. They've played 40 more minutes than you have.
And I thought, now I will say one thing I thought about with that today. I thought the fatigue might be a thing that we're coming to play more. But their first game against Maryland was such a blowout that it was like a half game. I mean, the most minutes any of them played in that game was 20.
I don't know if you saw North Carolina State last night. They played five games in 5 days and beat North Carolina. And that was like the first time that's happened in the ACC tournament history.
I feel like they
didn't look very tired. So
no, listen, adrenaline carried them through, 100%,
yeah.
And they just wanted it more.
Right.
I mean, imagine your life as a North Carolina State fan, living in the shadows like that—not just North Carolina, but Duke in the same state. So good for them. That was one of the better stories yesterday. It's been a crazy weekend.
Oh my gosh!
For conference tournaments,
so many upsets. Yeah, if you're this would be an awful year for Illinois to be a bubble team, that's why it's so nice to just. Again, this would suck to lose, really would suck to lose, especially to Wisconsin. But I think it's so nice to sit back and realize how much better it is to be in this position than to be on the bubble and be worrying if you're going to make the tournament. Was it Gross's last year? You lost to Rutgers. You should have made the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, it's just so nice to not have to win this game to be playing next week.
Oh, sure. And same goes for Wisconsin, who I would imagine.
Right, they're going to make it.
I imagine they're firmly on the sixth line. They're showing this replay here. So Luke Goody missed the three. Ty Rogers skies to get the board.
Atta baby.
Unbelievable. And then he just kicks it right back out to DeMass. They'd all collapsed down for the rebound. And that was a beauty of a three from Marcus.
And you just gave Terrence a few minutes of rest, too, which could be very helpful.
Could be huge. 9:17 to go. You have three timeouts. Wisconsin has two. Here's one thing to watch, though. You have six team fouls. Wisconsin only three. So you will need to defend without using your hands too much.
Terrence is still not in.
All right. Trying to steal some minutes without him, but I don't think they'll wait long.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Wall with the ball. Chucky Hepburn over the screen. Luke Goody picks him up. Oh, boy. No. Okay. They feed it down to Wall. Ty Rogers will pick up his fourth foul. I don't know. I mean, they've been calling it that way today, but it's a little frustrating. And now that'll be the seventh foul, and Wall will go to the line. Could we get a ball don't lie situation, Isaac? I'd like that. Okay,
yeah,
Terrence
nice.
Is back out for Ty. Boy, I hope the fouls do not become, or the free throws don't become a storyline for Wisconsin here.
Yeah.
All right, Wall from the line. It's
That's
up.
Off.
Ugh, of course. It's aggravating.
Yeah, it's going to be a long 9:07. Yeah, we got to get Terrence going to the basket and getting us into the bonus.
I think you got to is Dane still out there? If not, you got to get him back out there soon.
He is
still out there.
That's
good.
That's off. Okay. All right,
there
Marcus.
You go. All right. 4-point lead for Illinois after Wall goes 1-for-2. Here's DeMask over the screen. He's on the left side of the arc. He's got Storr on him if he can take it baseline here. And he draws
the
foul.
That's what we like to see.
Here come the makeup calls. 12-3 Illinois run in the last 3:32.
Wow.
Okay, so with 8:52, we're seeing a good mix here, Isaac. A booty ball from DeMask, and he's been more successful today. And then Terrence taking it to the rim. Here's the inbound to Dane. Nice outlet up top. Okay. Marcus going over the screen. Back up top.
I don't like him doing that.
I don't
on
like
Storr.
It either.
Not on Storr.
He's on the left side of the arc. He's got Storr on him. What a turn. What a move. Up. He will go the line for two. Great move by DeMask. And that will be the fifth foul on Wisconsin. So that's tightening up. 7 on Illinois, 5 on Wisconsin.
And Storr has
3 or maybe just 2. He doesn't pick up many fouls.
He's got at least 1, I can tell you that.
Even at this
point, he does have 3.
It's 3. Okay. Marcus with 18, 6, and 7. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would have been the biggest concern for me. Even if – so say this goes down to the wire and you lose. Like, having Marcus back is just so much better going into next week.
It's a bigger storyline than perhaps even a win.
Yesterday he finished with 16, but he still missed so many shots that he normally makes.
Yep.
I think Now he needs to cut down on the turnovers, hopefully, but.
All right, second free throw is up.
Let's go, baby.
6-point Illinois lead with 8:38 to go. Quincy coming in for Luke. And it's time to string together some stops and close this thing out, Isaac. I got to feel like Illinois is smelling blood in the water a little bit, the way they've been playing the last 6-7 minutes. So this is AJ Storr. Up and in. God dang. He's good.
I know this is a taste of what it feels like when teams play us and Terrence goes for 30.
That's why it would be nice to get AJ Storr next year if he were to enter the transfer portal. All right, here's Damask with Klesmet on him. Wall coming over to help. Damask creates some space. He kicks it over to Terrence. The three is up. No good. Quincy, no. It's going to be a rebound to Wisconsin.
I'd love to get Terrence going to the basket. All right.
Yeah.
But he's been so good from three.
Klesmet to Crowell. Chucky Hepburn on the left side of the arc. Goes over the screen from Crowell. Terrence on him. The two-pointer's up and good. It's a two-point game. 72-70. Wisconsin tightening this thing up with 7:40 to go. This game is moving at a pretty fast clip. I do like that.
You can't go underneath like that twice.
Nah. Force his hand. Though, doesn't Terrence have three fouls?
I think he does.
Okay, so that might be why. Terrence.
That's a foul. Maybe
going. Not. I know. Going handsy. Here's Terrence taking it in. Up, no good. And he got fouled.
Oh, they called
there
it.
There we go.
Terrence got fouled?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh,
thank
the Lord.
Yeah, had to be a foul. Okay.
I thought they called it on Dane. Okay, sweet.
All right, so when we come back from a break, it's a two-point lead for Illinois with 7:30 to go about. And then if they get, two free throws coming out, it's just a matter of, it's closing time, Isaac.
So both teams are in the bonus now. 7:21.
All right. 200 Level brought to you by DP Doe, State Farm agent Brian Hansen. Also, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing and Owen Builders LLC. Now, we have the bracket. Brackets will be unveiled at 5 o'clock. We have the Champagne Showers Bracket Challenge here. These are free brackets. We got pens, pencils. You can fill them out as we watch and react to it. And there is a QR code on the printed brackets where when you get home tonight, you can actually fill yours out online and be entered to win some pretty cool prizes. I think the winner gets $300 to a charity of their choice and a $150 gift card to a local Champagne business. So this is a free bracket contest. All are welcome. And starting to fill up here. A little more green than orange on the St. Patrick's Day. Isaac, are you at all Irish? Any Irish in your blood?
I don't think so.
Me either.
I think if you're in Champagne, though, if you wear orange today, I don't think you can be pinched.
Yeah.
I think that's a pass.
It's in the flag.
That's true.
Orange, white,
that's
and green. True. So that's we're true. Coordinating. All right. Hello to everybody on YouTube. For those that are there, if you guys have not already, please subscribe to our channel. Help us drive those numbers up. And then hit that like button, that little thumbs up. Helps people who might not know about the podcast discover us. So it's weird, Isaac. I'm not nervous. I'm just having fun watching this game.
No.
I want to win it.
100%, but I think I'm trying to remind myself of what I said yesterday, right? Like, you made it to Sunday, okay? You didn't lose to Ohio State. You came back against Nebraska. So, like, it's nice that the bar is so high now that this would feel disappointing, right? Or, like, I'm saying this is what's expected now, right? Like, a few years ago, it was like, oh, my gosh, like, we need to win this.
Oh, we would have made it to Sunday
and, like, lost to Ohio State, then it would have been, my goodness.
Oh, God, I don't even want to think about that.
And obviously you want the banner when it's right there in front of you, but at the same time, it's like, we've been here before, so I don't feel as nervous. Now, again, I'm not, especially Wisconsin, I don't want to lose Wisconsin.
Nah, I don't either. Now, this game, they just showed the box score, pretty much even Steven. Both teams 14 for 17 from the line. Illinois will have two coming up here. Illinois 12 for 17 from the field in this half. I think Wisconsin's 12 for 19.
They started off like 9 for 9 or 10 for 10 or something.
One thing that stuck out, though, second chance points. Wisconsin has 19 to Illinois' 11. So that right there has been a big difference so far. Terrence will go to the line to shoot two.
I know Wisconsin had 19 second chance points like 10 minutes of game time ago.
Yep. All right, two coming up for Terrence. That's 16 fouls on Wisconsin. Illinois sitting there with seven themselves. Terrence's first free throw is up and good.
Thank you.
Hit every bit of the rim, but it goes in. 3-point Illinois lead with 7:21 to go. Just a high-level game, Isaac.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you had to know Wisconsin was going to give you their best shot.
And they have. Both are good.
Thank the Lord they took down Purdue for you, too, because this matchup is way better.
On. Yeah, Purdue's, I know they weren't great yesterday or even Friday, but they are who they are.
Shout out to Wisconsin, too, because they did not get any referee help yesterday.
Nope, they did not. All right, so this is going to be Chucky Hepburn, left side of the arc here. Wall working on Goody, a bit of a mismatch down low. Steven Crowell up top. Klesmick going over the screen. DeMass trailing him. This is going to be Crowell with a long three. It's up. It's no good. And that's going to be a foul on Goody. Luke, dude, look alive, man. Don't get tangled up like that.
He did not need to do that.
No. That's just boneheaded stuff right there. And we might get the replay and see that he got tangled up, and maybe he did, but dude. Ugh. So one-and-one opportunity coming up for Wall.
And like when you, if they you miss, got the you stop, just got to capitalize, yeah.
So an opportunity for, I think this would qualify as second chance points.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I wonder. Well, Wall's at the line. He's got 5 points on 2 of 3 from the field. He's 1 of 2 from the line.
Missed
the free throw's up. It's good. Dang it, Luke.
Yeah. Hopefully they show it.
It's just, I don't know. Like, why are we facing that direction anyway?
I agree. Like, at that point, just dip.
All right, Wall, the free throw's up. It's good. It's a 2-point game again. So it's just, this is what it's going to be, Isaac.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We can just.
It's been an even half.
Yeah.
Except,
really?
Well, you're plus one, and you were plus one at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Here's Marcus. Up, no good.
Ooh,
tipped out.
Get that.
Marcus gets it. Kicks it over to Terrence. Set it up. All right, Terrence with the ball. 15 on the shot clock.
I'd love to get Terrence going to the basket. Come on.
Wall on him. This is an opportunity here. Ah, boy. 8 on the shot clock. Here's Terrence. He gets the.
Let's
he's
go,
fouled
baby.
On the three. He
Let's
gets Wall
go,
the bite.
Baby.
Wow. Man.
Man, if you're Wall.
He bit so hard on that. Great job by Terrence.
Yeah. He's ready for the NBA, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Smart basketball.
Man.
All right, 3 shots coming up for Terrence.
Wall played great defense for 20 seconds,
mm-hmm.
too. Shooting 3.
All right. So there are – both teams are in the bonus. 8 on Illinois, 7 on Wisconsin. First free throw is good for Terrence.
Yeah, baby.
75-72 with 6:28 to go. Every time it gets to this point, Isaac, you're like, okay, now if we just get 3 stops in a row and 3 scores, we can go up by double digits.
I mean,
let's just make it easy. I don't know if it's going to be easy or not.
The way that you're scoring, it is that simple. Like, it's not like it's not like you're Rutgers, or I don't know why I threw out Rutgers. They never seem to be great offensively, but they're always good defensively, but it doesn't matter that much because they can't score.
Hey, would these qualify as second chance points? You got the rebound and kicked it out to Terrence, right?
I think.
The third
there
one is
go.
Good. He makes all 3. So it is 77-72, 6:28 to go. Chucky Hepburn bringing it across for Wisconsin. Terrence on him. A block or pick, excuse me, from Crowell. Chucky taking
Travel.
It in. And
Get
it's,
there.
Ah, Klesmick
3. Missed that.
God dang it. Not him. He bothers me. Yeah. His face. Such a Wisconsin guard. 77-75. Oh, my God. Don't show there. I can't do that. All right, here we go. 6:05 to go. Marcus getting the pick. Good no call. Quincy 3. Be there, baby. Nope. Dane kicks it out.
Got it, baby. Get it,
Coleman. Coleman gets it. Oh, get it. Terrence gets it. Finds Quincy. No. God,
oh,
you got to finish
gosh.
That, Quincy.
Ooh.
Coleman with the block.
Grab it.
Get the ball. God dang it.
How did he miss that?
77-75. It's a layup, Quincy. Coleman, and then you got to get the ball. Coleman with an amazing block. Wow.
Man, dunk that.
Quincy sped up when he didn't have to.
Man, you get
All right, here's Storr.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. A foul on Coleman. What a joke. God dang it. I don't want to look back on one play and think that.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's been so evenly matched that I that probably wouldn't be fair to even do that.
Man, you had that.
Oh, man.
Had that opportunity.
All right, 9 fouls on Illinois, 7 on Wisconsin. Store will get 1 or 2.
I think it was on the inbound, so it should be
just 1-1. So, yeah. God, I'd love a break right here. All right. Store at the line. He does have a lot of points, but not the most efficient game from him.
And not as many this half.
Yeah. All right. Store's first free throw is up. It's good. Man. They won't go away, Isaac.
No. Man, it just felt like you had that. Felt like you had the chance like yesterday to just blow it back open.
Mm-hmm. But are these Big Ten championship games ever like that, really?
Yeah, right. No, they're not.
They're always a battle. Store's second is up and good. It bounces in. So we have a tie game with 5:42 to go. Illinois' biggest lead was 5.
Yep.
And that's it was 77-72.
So. Yeah, maybe.
Man, 23 second chance points. I don't want to look back on that as the killer. Marcus with the ball. Klesman on him. Getting a pick from Dane. Damask taking it into the lane. Up
that
and
a baby,
good.
Marcus!
What a finish. All right, 79-77.
Man.
5:15 to go. Here's Chucky. Over to, I don't know who that guy is.
That's
AJ Store going over the screen.
Oh,
Luke
like
staying
that.
On him. Help him out, Coleman. Get ready. I mean,
dang. He just.
He's really good. I really want him next year.
He got high. He got up there. Holy
he
cow.
Can't be having a good time up there. Come on. Come down here, AJ. 79 all. Oh, my God. This is going to go right down to it. 4:50 to go. Marcus backing down his guy. Kicks it back up to Luke.
Luke, come on, Luke,
one dribble, the three, no good, and it will be Wisconsin ball. I don't mind the shot.
No.
4:40 to go. You got to get a stop. Wisconsin scored on 3 straight trips. Here's Chucky driving in.
Travel.
Great job by Terrence. They got to kick it back out. Here's Klesmet. Marcus on him. Goes over the screen. Klesmet kicks it down to Crowell. This is a mismatch with Damask on him. It's up, and it's
that
no good.
Indeed.
Wow. Careful, Coleman. Finds Dane.
Yeah!
Wow! Dane.
Let's go! Way to run the floor.
Great body control and a quick timeout from Illinois to set their defense with 4:16 to go. Whew.
Nice pass.
81-79.
Man, you love those. Those were just the...
Wow. Great finish. That's not easy.
No, that
you
was...
You got 250 pounds, gravity carrying you one way, and he's got the body control to finish that?
Yeah, you're getting great looks. Just keep getting stops.
Well, I was a little bit nervous there because Coleman was pushing it, and I'm like, why? And someone was trailing Coleman, and I could just see it flashing before my eyes, and then he kicks it to Dane. So that's a great look. Oh, Isaac.
I like that look. The looks from Goody. I mean, he hit those yesterday.
So yeah.
He'll take it. Wisconsin's playing their best basketball right now.
They are. It's fair to say you are getting their A game, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you could only say that maybe Wall is not playing his A game.
He's been quiet.
Maybe Crowell, but Store has been the reason that they've been much better in this tournament.
I mean, Store is the difference between what they were last year and what they are this year.
Yeah, essentially.
When you got a guy like that, it opens up a lot more for other people, too. Hopefully this is the last time we have to face Store. But we'll talk about that hopefully in April or May. All right, so it's a 2-point Illinois lead.
Man.
We got 4:16 to go. I don't know if this is going to count as the under 4 media timeout. In real time, it's 4:25. We got 35 minutes until Selection Sunday. Right. When Illinois won the Big Ten tournament 3 years ago, it went overtime. I would prefer to not go through an overtime Big Ten tournament final again. But I'll take that over a loss if it came down to it.
Yeah, so 4:16 left, 81-79. I mean, you're going to score 90, and the fact that you're going to score 90 and it's still so close is just not ideal. But that's been the story of the season. So.
It has been. I don't know. I mean, has the defense been great? Of course not. You wouldn't be giving up 79 points, but I don't feel like it's been abysmal. What kind of surprised me, though, is I look back at the Ohio State game, and I know that Wisconsin is better offensively, but I thought the athleticism of Ohio State was more of a match for us than what Wisconsin has athletically, but that's not really proving to be the case today.
No. Wisconsin definitely has the studs, and I think Battle creates some weird matchups just because he's so tall, so long, he can shoot so well. But now Storr, on the other hand, is he's the difference maker. He's able to shoot the three, and then he's able to attack. So you really have to. And honestly, if you try to put Terrence on him, then Terrence is just going to not have as much energy on the other end. So you really have to be cautious how you do that.
All right. Well, I hope this is considered the under four media timeout. I don't want to elongate this. I kind of want to know, like, who wins this game.
I know. Same. That's what I've been saying since Friday.
All right. According to 97 Warrior, Ty is coming back into the game with four fouls. That's I hope fine. He can stay in with the rest of the game. Yeah, I hope so, too.
Because if you go into overtime, too, you're not going to be like, oh, crap, Ty, we need you to score.
Yeah. No, it's all about rebounds.
Yeah. Let's get some stops, please.
All right. We are now 24 minutes away from the selection show.
Okay, so the past few years, we've had that feeling where you go on a crazy run, you win the Big Ten tournament, it doesn't work in March. We've had it where you lost in the first day of the Big Ten tournament the last 2 years, and obviously that didn't play out well.
Listen,
so if we did lose this game, that would be uncharted territory for us.
What did Derek and Jeremy say? They said 9 out of the last 13 Big Ten tournament champions have made a run.
Everything pre-COVID, the teams went on a run.
All right, here we go. 4:08 to go. This is going to be Klesmet up top to Crowell. Klesmet going over the screen. DeMast doing a good job on him. Crowell over to, he's going to keep it up at the top of the key. This is going to be Tyler Wall with Ty on him. Back over to Klesmet.
No.
A long three. He nails it.
You can't go underneath on that.
No. That's weak, weak stuff, man. 1-point lead for Wisconsin. Oh, boy. I swear they get their players from a laboratory up there. They just turn them out every year. Max Klesmet. Ugh. All right, here's Marcus. He gets blocked but fouled. Yes, that is a foul on Wall. 3:32 to go. Nope, we got one more media timeout.
Man, I think Marcus thought they were switching.
But still, I don't know. Force Klesmet to take a long two.
Right. Okay.
Did we get a slight break there on that foul? I don't know.
If anything, it looked like it was on Klesmet.
Okay, here we go. So this will be no media timeout. We're sticking here. Wow, Tyler Wall fouls out.
Okay. Could be good if you go to overtime.
Yeah, but even for the last 3:32, you take one option off the table for them. Man. Okay, Marcus at the line. Chance to tie or give Illinois the lead back with 3:32 to go. First free throw is good. It's a tie game at 82.
I hope somebody bet the over today again.
Well, I mean, they had already gone over it, right?
I can't imagine it was less than 160.
Marcus, second free throw. Is up. It's good. Illinois with a 1-point lead.
Wow, hey, it was only 146 and a half, actually.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, just hold them scoreless, Isaac. Easy. 3:28 to go. Klesmet over to Storr. Coleman's on him. Storr. Up, no good.
That'd be a tie.
Good board for Ty. Here's Marcus, going to bring it across.
Wow.
We got 3:15 to go, one possession at a time. Here we go. Closing time. Marcus with the ball. Klesmet on him. Kicks it up top to Coleman. Coleman back down to DeMask. Here's DeMask. Travel. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he was doing there. Just start dribbling the freaking ball. 83-82. Silly turnover at the worst possible time. Watch this pivot foot. He's traveling. Just start dribbling. It's that hop at the end of it that got him.
So you get a stop. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And a take for Wisconsin. No good.
That a baby.
There we go. Boy, we skated one there.
Yes.
Help Marcus out. Thank you. Coleman, bring it across. All right.
Come on, Terrence.
2:40 to go. Yeah, let Terrence get a take here.
Terrence hasn't touched the ball.
Here he comes. There we go. All right, he's got Klesmet on him. This is an opportunity. Dane, saying the pick. Terrence, taking it in. It gets blocked. Good block by Crowell with 2:29 to go. 8 on the shot clock.
Yeah, it's good D.
That's really good D.
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean, he's fading away from the hoop.
Yeah, and a little bit of an acrobat shot. We might have caught a break there because that would have been a hell of a make.
Yeah,
so you still get 8 on the shot clock. DeMask will inbound it. Dane's still getting some tick late, but that's a good matchup with him and Crowell, I think. All right.
Wow. Let's go, baby.
Wow, an alley oop-ish kind of play there. They find Terrence on the inbound. Damask to Terrence for two, 85-82 with 2:20 to go. Here's Klesmet. No, I'm sorry, Winter. Over to A.J. Store. Coleman on A.J. Store, probably for the rest of the game. This is going to be Crowell up top, Dane guarding him. This is going to be Chucky. Dane had to come up on him after Terrence fell down. So Terrence on Crowell down low will have to hold his own.
Good D.
Dane keeps in front of Hepburn. This is going to be Klesmet.
You've got to be
the three
kidding.
From Damask. He makes the three with a hand in his face. Son of a gun. 85 all. 1:50 to go. Here is Marcus Damask with Chucky Hepburn on him. Someone be ready to help out here because Chucky Hepburn can play defense. All Terrence right. coming up. Terrence, come and get it. Thank you. Klesmet on him. Clear out. Here goes Terrence. Terrence finding Coleman. Pump fakes the three. Over to Terrence. The three is up.
Let's go! Let's go!
1:26 to go. Terrence makes the three to make it 88-85, Illinois.
Holy smokes.
Navi, just keep Klesmet from making those 28-footers. Dang.
I can't even be mad about the one that Damask went under, but that was
that last
defense.
One. The last one you shrug. Yes. That was a hell of a make by Klesmet.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he might bother me, but the dude can ball on occasion. But Terrence Shannon Jr., geez Louise. All right, as we got this break here, 1:26 to go. DPDO, online at dpdo.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen, online at brianismyguy.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, schedule AC check at 217-841-4728. And finally, Owen Builders LLC, online at owenbuildersllc.com.
Terrence has 31.
Of course.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy good tournament for him.
I know, it's been a bad game for him. He's only got 31.
Three-point Illinois lead. They have the possession arrow. 19 fouls on Illinois, 18 fouls on Wisconsin. Yeah, that three from Klesmet, man. But Terrence answers back. Three-point lead. You're two stops away, Isaac. Here's Chucky Hepburn with 1:20 to go. Klesmet's feeling it. Marcus Damask on him.
Just triple team him. Come on.
All right. Klesmet loses his dribble. He takes the pick. Here's Crowell. We got Coleman on Store, keeping Store from getting. Now Store does have the ball. He's taking
yes,
it.
We yes,
steal.
Go, Terrence.
Go, Terrence. Go, Terrence. Terrence on the break.
Oh!
He will go to the line to shoot two with 1:02 to go. Dang. Oh, man. That's on Klesmet. Was he in foul trouble? I don't know. It'd be great if he was.
Man.
Hey, was that Damask knocked it loose? And then Terrence gets the steal. Let's watch. Yeah. Damask knocks it loose. Oh, man.
Klesmet only has two.
Only two, okay. 1:02 to go. Terrence will have two shots at the line. All right. The first free throw is up, and it goes in. 4-point Illinois lead. 1:02 to go.
It's the longest game of all time.
Yeah. I was a fool to think that this might actually be a easy game to watch. Terrence...
Let's go, baby.
It's a 5-point lead. One more stop, guys. Come on. One more stop, and let's make some free throws. Here's Chucky Hepburn. This is going to be Chucky taking all the way in.
Let's go.
No good.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
Go.
50 seconds to go. Terrence with the ball. They got a foul.
Yes.
And they do. Double bonus. Illinois will shoot two. 90-85.
Come on, boys.
50 seconds to go. Let's make some free throws. Damn.
Great
come
board.
On, come on, come on.
Great board.
So Chucky Hepburn with the take. Oh, wow. No
I'm
foul call on Terrence.
Oh,
and it rims out. Luke with the board. Wow. Wisconsin cleared out for Chucky there. All right, two coming up for Terrence. His first free throw is good.
That a baby, that a baby.
Yeah. We're going to have to start talking about best Big Ten tournament ever from an individual. It's 91-85.
Yeah,
Terrence with 34.
The record was a little 100, over 100 something.
100 in four games, I think. Maybe
he's,
Luke.
He's got to be. How many did he have the first game?
28.
28, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, bad game. 28.
All right. 50.2 to go. What's up?
Oh,
no good.
Crap.
All right, 6-point lead for Illinois with 50 seconds to go. Chucky Hepburn, just guard the three. Here's Klesmet.
Missed that.
It's up. It's no good. It's going to be a foul on the ground on Terrence.
You got to get a body on
I know.
Chucky.
All right, so Chucky will go to the line to shoot one and one, or no, it's double bonus. He'll get two. So even if he makes two, it's all about getting some, making some free throws. He makes the first.
Come on. Yeah, you got to make some free throws. Well, they've.
All right.
They'll probably play out this possession, I would imagine.
I don't know, man. If it's a four-point game, I think they got a foul and extend it.
Okay, you can't have Harmon inbounding the ball here. That's all that matters.
He makes both. Now, they're going to substitute? No? Okay, see, I thought they would substitute so they could set up their full court. They are going press, but Coleman gets the ball in to Ty.
Yes.
Over to Terrence. Terrence with the ball. Just take it in.
Ooh!
Yeah, all right. Marcus will go to the line to shoot two. That was a good play by McGee. That's nothing dirty there. Oh, man. Okay. That's actually a hell of a...
No, that's clean.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so Marcus will get two shots coming up here.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I know some would say, you know, dribble it back out, but no. If you got a chance to get a layup or dunk it, you got to take it in. They're going to look at it as a flagrant, apparently.
No.
I don't know if that doesn't look very flagrant-y to me. But maybe we get a break. I mean, he went for what is the rule on that? What would qualify as a flagrant?
I think it's any non-basketball type move, right? Or any move you're going not for the basketball. I know that was kind of like word salad, but it honestly looked like Damas just jumped higher than him.
Yeah.
Because he goes up right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. As they look at this, maybe someone in the YouTube feed will have a better idea what Gene Steratore is saying. Common foul. Okay. That's what it appears to be. And that means two shots for Marcus. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that doesn't set off the flagrant thing me. Okay. So, as we go to the line for two here, there's 35.5 to go. Both teams in the double bonus. And Marcus with the chance to put Illinois up either 5 or 6. All right. It is 4:38 as Selection Sunday approaches, or the bracket show approaches. All right, so Marcus has 24 today. This is going to be his 9th and 10th free throw attempts. Oh, boy.
Man, if you can get good Marcus and good Terrence next week.
Mm-hmm. First one is up and good for Marcus. That's a 5-point Illinois lead with 35.5 to go. Boy, it feels like if he can make this and get a stop.
Man, after the Penn State game, I just...
I know,
granted,
I know.
The Penn State game, that felt discombobulated most of the game.
It
like
did.
Most
it
of
didn't
the second
feel
half.
Right. All right, here's Marcus.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
That's good. 6-point Illinois lead. All right, get a stop. 35.5 to go. Chucky will bring it across quick. We got Terrence on him. We got a switch. So Ty is on Klesmet. We have Crowell with Goody on him. And Luke switches over to Chucky. We have Coleman on AJ Store. The three is no good. Long rebound to Chucky Hepburn. The three is no good.
Let's
Illinois
go, baby!
Gets the ball. Terrence throws it to
Coleman. Let's go, baby! Let's go!
Yeah! We're going to dribble it out. Illinois will win the Big Ten tournament for the second time
Let's
in 4 years.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, man. 93-87. Illinois gets a banner and hopefully not the last in what has been a pretty awesome season and a great three-day stretch for Illinois after, man, Isaac, how were you feeling 25 hours ago when we were in the second half of the Nebraska game?
I mean, it's...
Oh, my God.
It's just it's unreal. And, you know, this is almost like a redemption to a few years ago when we won the Big Ten tournament, and it was still COVID, right? So
right,
we were
right.
on Zoom. So it's so nice to actually be able to have this and, like, in person. Oh, this is crazy.
St. Patrick's Day at Poor
yes,
Brothers.
Yes.
Get your ass down here. We got some drinking and brackets to fill out, okay?
Let's go, baby.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Because we got to get this uploaded. We got to get the first episode out there. And I need to get a celebratory old-fashioned from the bar. Illinois, Big Ten Tournament Champions, baby.
What a win. Let's go.
Just a high-level basketball game. Let's do it. Okay, so for those in the YouTube feed, there is a separate stream that's going to be ready to go that we will start at 5 o'clock sharp. We're going to take this opportunity to take a break. Illinois with just a monster game. On your way out, everybody, like this video. Subscribe if you haven't already, and we'll see you on episode 402, the Selection Sunday special. Pretty darn good stuff in so far. It is the 200 level.